We have like a family group chat called Meet the Wobies.
And I glide of the G's. When you see them, just know you see me. Cars yes. in the yard Red parked up with three. Hurricane Spider, all AMG. World champion, champion, champion. Take you off pitch.
Yes, people, welcome back to Off Pitch. This is the show that covers the UEFA Champions League with a beat. I'm Culture Cans, and I'm joined by Forms and Neve, and we know the Champions League is heating up, the Final Four, the semi-finals. So it's only right we added a fourth member to the cast today. Can you please give a big round of applause for Fulham's very own, Mr. Alex Iwobi?
Yeah. Yeah, I baited my whip in the vid like a Nam Carlos. Nah, it's an Uber thing, I still got this regardless. What, Uma, them man, they're not them man, harmless. Yeah, I just went to the bar with my friends and I charted. Cold, cold, cold. I'm out here with my bros. Cold, cold. I'm on an off-pitch show. Champions League, you know.
Yeah!
Go, let's go.
So first and foremost, I want to say it's a big honour to have you on the show. How are you today? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm good, man. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's got, you got big shoes to fill. You had Amadou Onana in the building. So how are you feeling trying to fill into them shoes?
I mean, he's a big character and he'll say it himself. I ain't got as much energy as him, but I'll bring my own vibe in it, so we'll see.
Nice, that's all we want.
Ex-Arsenal player. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, good to see you.
Hey, yo, bro.
It's all love.
It's all love here, man. It's all love.
Now.
Yeah, for real.
So that was, they played Stormzy Cold. Are you a big fan of Stormzy?
Yeah, I'm a fan of Stormzy. Like, mm-hmm. He's one of the biggest artists in the UK, maybe even the world, so... Yeah, he keeps on doing his thing, keeps on delivering. And obviously, as an aspiring artist, I kind of look up to him as well. So, yeah.
Right, so that was our band Out and Bad. But we have another performance to do before we start this show. Forms, you know what to do. Champions League quarterfinal wrap-up. Let's go.
You already know the sitch. Episode 3, we're back with Off Pitch. Stumphead Culture Cams Out and Bad. Forms, that's me, let's get into this. Quarterfinals have been and gone. Two legs, I was glued to my screen. Some teams got it right and some wrong. All this week in the Champions League, PSG get through, although Villa made it hard at home. Won our hearts and played with soul. Another semi for Paris, so it's Arsenal they'll be facing. Beat Madrid 5-1 and stun the champs. Declan Rice, both legs amazing. This season making their stamp. Inter stopping Bayern, Kane and Dyer tried to run the show. Sleeping giant, it just all went right for Martinez and Co. Barca in the first leg, it was over till Dortmund said, whoa. Giresse hat-trick, not enough to seal the deal at home. Semi-final planes are fueling, could be any of the four. Who's making that flight to Munich? I just can't wait anymore.
Forms, you're 3 from 3. You know, obviously we have a rapper in the building right now. Of course, you rap. How are you rating that?
Yeah, no, the stage presents, the lyrics. I don't know how you do it. I've never done that before, so I'm just watching and learning. This is
All right, semi-finals are fun. The Final Four, that's where the pressure really starts to step up. Let's take a look at how the Barcelona and Inter Milan game came to be.
Lost my mind, I can't find that. I'm reckless in this life I live. I don't think sometimes, I don't even know why. Baby, I just live my life. I just do what I wanna when I wanna, how I wanna. Do what I wanna when I wanna. I just do what I wanna when I wanna, how I wanna. Do what I wanna when I. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Are you a big fan of Mostak?
Growing up, yeah, Mostak was like, he had his era where like everyone was listening to him. I mean, if you go out and about, like he was popping back then. Yeah, he was cold,
bro. Like the whole UK music between 2016 and 2018 just had the whole country in a chokehold, and Mostak was at the forefront of that. And can you guys perform at my wedding?
Is that a thing with rappers? You have to have a rapper name. Have you got a rapper name?
Alter Ego 17.
Why 17?
Apart from when I was 45 at Arsenal, it's always been my number. It's almost like a brand now. So even like my boys, if we're out, they don't say Alex, they just say 17.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Obviously, because we're boys now, I'm just going to call you 17. Yeah. Let's get into the football. Alex, as someone who plays in such an expressive way, how do you feel when you watch Barcelona? What do you make about them?
It's free-flowing football, very attacking. I mean, they've got exciting wingers in Rafinha and Lamine Yamal. Even like players coming off the bench like Ferran Torres and Dani Olmo. Like going forward, they're very creative and an exciting team to watch. So any defence is going to be a problem for them to contain those players.
Do you think it's one of those guys for player of the tournament so far, or someone else? Who do you guys think's been the best player?
Best player. Maybe I'm biased because I just love the way he plays football, but I'm going to go with Lamine Yamal, bro.
It's so tough. You go for a Lautaro Martinez for Inter because he is banging them goals in. And as you can tell us, the hardest thing to do in football is score goals.
Yeah.
And he's doing it at the highest level. So I think I'm going to go with Martinez.
I think to be in a team as good as Barcelona, but yet still be so vital to their success, when Pedri doesn't play, when Lamine Yamal doesn't play, they are just not...
That's good.
They do not get to play how they want to play. So I think I'm going to go ahead and say Pedri.
Nice.
I'm going to go Rafinha.
Yeah.
Fair.
Okay, Barcelona haven't actually won the Champions League since 2015. Do you think this could be their year?
It's tough because Inter are good, man. Inter, defensively, they're very, very good. And like you said, Lautaro Martinez is a very, very good focal player up front. They have a chance. They have a great chance, in my opinion, Barca.
You've played in semi-finals. How would they feel walking into these type of games, like the high-pressure semi-finals, high-pressure cup finals? How do you deal with them moments?
For me personally, like, I embrace the challenge, I embrace the pressure. Like, it's almost like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You have to take it with both hands and just try and do your best. And that's what they've been doing to get into that position. Mm. So whatever they've done to get there, just keep it going.
So Inter versus Barca, how do we see this going? I'm really excited for this game, by the way.
Listen, I'm always an attack type of person, so I'm going to go Barcelona. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going Barca, because the way they attack is scary. I can't lie, it's scary.
I'm going to join you on that. I'll go Barca.
I think it's very much dependent on certain players and if they're going to be there or not.
Because you're sitting on the fence.
I'm sitting on the fence. We can't predict who will win the game. Mm. Well, I can't. But what we can do is see who will win at the quiz, because I've got a quiz. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you my first question.
Her quiz questions are, by the way, they're madness.
Yeah, I've seen one still.
You saw one?
I've seen that one still.
Yes.
Who has scored the most Champions League hat-tricks for one team?
I think it's Messi.
Ronaldo. It's Messi, though, isn't it?
Is it Messi or is it Ronaldo?
Ronaldo.
I don't know, the one team. One team. I'm going to say Messi.
Messi. Because some of Ronaldo's he scored a hat-trick for Juventus. Messi.
honestly, if you say Messi again...
Okay, go on.
So, the answer is Lionel Messi.
Thank you.
Don't say thank you because you won't get a point.
Bang!
I'm going to give a point to Alex. I'm going to give a point to Forms.
How does that make sense?
Because you said Ronaldo first.
I said Ronaldo, Messi. Messi. That's what I did.
By the way, I don't care which one of us wins as long as it's not him.
All right, let's move on from that. Let's talk about the second semi-final, which is going to be between Arsenal and PSG. Let's take a look and see how they both got there.
Football.
Alex, you have a deep connection to Arsenal, of course, and we just saw Declan Rice's two free kicks, absolute madness. How did it feel watching Arsenal make it to the Champions League semi-final?
I always have that connection with Arsenal. It's always been in my blood. It was my home, once upon a time. But yeah, especially to beat the Giants and Real Madrid, the holders, like, it was insane. Like, I was celebrating for them as well. Yeah, I was happy for them.
You know, there's a fun fact. We saw Bukayo Saka score that goal at the Bernabeu. But do you guys know who Bukayo Saka came on for to make his Arsenal debut?
The man right here,
yes! Come on, guys, yes! Incredible, incredible fun fact. What's it like when you see him go on and do these things for Arsenal?
Yeah, no, it's nice to see because, like, he's always, even now, he's such a humble guy. Like, he's always been hardworking. There's so many talented players at Arsenal, but he was just that one that just, whenever he was told to play, because he was playing left-back most of the time, he was just working hard and getting on with it. But we've always seen his talent, and it's amazing to see how he's blossomed into the player he is, and the man he is, shall I say.
Declan Rice won man of match in both legs. What's it like playing against a player like that?
Nah, he's a big baller. I mean, even when he was at West Ham, like, not only is he great technically, but he runs everywhere. He covers every blade of grass. So, like, he's, when I've had to play midfield, it's annoying trying to track him and trying to get away from him. So, yeah, you know that he's going to be very good on the ball, but he's going to work off the ball as hard. So, yeah, he's a great player for Arsenal to have. And obviously, he's shown his qualities in both games. And, yeah, nah, he's definitely, for me, one to be, like, world-class.
Yeah. London and Paris, they're the two cities, of course, that the semi-final is going to be playing in. Music-wise, both those cities are known for producing bangers. Are you a fan of French music?
Yeah. Yeah? Yeah, that's one of French shoes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
OK, so what do you prefer, French music or UK music?
I'm going to be biased to say UK. Don't get me, I appreciate French music. Like, there's some artists that maybe one day I'd like to work with as well. But, yeah, nah, it's all going to be UK for me.
Which artists?
There's Teal Colour,
yeah.
Franglish. Mm. Nice. And there was one period I was in Dre and Nazar. Okay. But I don't know how it'd work, but nice. I'm sure we'll find a way.
Yeah, facts.
We'll find a way. You've got to speak it into existence,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, facts, facts.
Are you ready for another quiz question?
Ooh.
How many buses would it take? Okay. How many buses would it take to cover the pitch surface of the Bayern Munich Stadium?
So wait, are you talking about if we had a bus on every single blade of grass and in the whole pitch is full of buses?
Yeah, I was going to say, are they on their wheels or are they laying on their side?
I've actually got the dimensions of a standard size bus.
Okay.
But I won't be giving it to you until we do the answer.
Just line up buses on buses on buses on buses.
Like... bus.
So then I'm going to say like
bus.
555 buses.
I was thinking 250, I was thinking 300.
Right, 500, like, 500, but you got to remember, it's got to go across as well.
I'm going to go 82.5.
Nice. One of the buses
is... yeah, one of the buses half.
One of you is only 12 away.
Woo!
The answer is 238.
Yes! Yes!
Made for forms, man.
Come on! This is the world champion.
Challenge, take your off pitch. So we're going to get into the Legends playlist. If you're new around here, that's where we speak all music. You know, UCL off pitch is Champions League with a beat. So we have to speak about Alex, your career as a rapper. When did you start making music?
I think officially the first time I stepped into a booth was probably in year nine.
Wow.
In year nine. And my friend had a studio in his house on my road. I don't know where the tune is. I don't think I want to hear the tune back. Because the lyrics were terrible. But yeah, year nine.
Year nine is crazy. Like, when was it after that that you knew that you wanted to pursue music?
I wanted to start putting them out 2 years ago.
Nice.
Like, towards the end of my Everton era. But obviously, it wasn't the right time to put out because Everton at the time weren't doing well.
What was it that made you actually want to go, OK, cool, I'm going to make music now, though?
Eventually, when I was playing football, like, at Arsenal, 70, 80s, go to studios with my friends, like... it's just the vibe, like, it's so much fun. Then nice. Eventually, when I was at Everton, I had my own studio in my house. So whenever, like, we're just bored at night with my boys, just go in the booth, and then we'll actually make songs that we listen to and we like them. So we thought, maybe we should play it out. Like, I think people would actually vibe with it. That's why slowly, gradually, things are coming out.
Nice.
Are you more passionate about music or football?
Ooh.
Nah, it's definitely football.
Don't let the manager
see it.
Media. Nah, I have a passion for both, but football's got me to where I am today. I've always, the first thing I did was football. Before I learned how to walk, I was already running, slide tackling, balloon. So it's definitely football.
All right, so on the Legends playlist, we like to connect your career to music. So the first thing we're going to do, we're going to take a trip down memory lane. In 2016, you made your Champions League debut. What song do you attach to that particular moment?
There's a few, but for me, the song that stands out is Giggs' Raise Me.
I try my best to help out, mum, you raise me. I know you're feeling stressed out and I blame me. I can be good, but it ain't me. Off in the hood, kinda change me. I try my best to help out, mum, you raise me. I know you're feeling stressed out and I blame me. I can be good, but it ain't me. Off in the hood, kinda change me.
That was a banger. Did it feel a bit more special coming and making your debut in the Champions League for Arsenal because you came through the academy? Did that add anything to it?
Yeah, of course, because I always felt like I've always been Arsenal, like Arsenal's just me. At the time, I couldn't imagine myself going to any other club. So to make my debut for Arsenal in the Champions League was just amazing. It was special for me and my family.
Raise Me is a banger. So I get why you chose it. I mean, for me, Giggs like is one of the kings, one of the pioneers in UK music.
Why did you pick that song in particular? Because, of course, in the lyrics, he's talking about his mum, how she raised him from a young boy to what he became. Do you resonate with that message?
Yeah, of course, because, like, don't get me wrong, I had a great life. Like, my family did well for me. Yeah. But you're growing up in London. I was in London, East London, Essex. So it was always great, especially my boys. That's the song we'll listen to as well. So it's the closest song that I can relate to. Well, especially, I think I even played it before going out on the pitch as well.
Is that the first person that you will chat to after a big moment in your career, your mum?
My mum, dad and my sister. We have like a family group chat called Meet the Wobies.
Is that going to be a TV show one day or what?
My mum don't do TV. I don't know if you ever watched Tom and Jerry where you never see the woman.
Yeah.
That's what my mum wants to be like. But my dad and my sister, they're open to social.
We need to know, of course, like when you're on DJ duties before a big game or any type of game, what song in this current moment are you putting out there?
There's one in particular when I play for my national team, Shtali Poppy Laho. That's the one that comes out.
Yeah. Off pitch. You already know. Desperado. Many, many. My amigo. Balotelli. Ladies taking me photo. Paparazzi. Don Julio. Don Diemi, Champions League show, la ho, semi-final, la ho, off pitch, you know, la ho, yo, la ho, Champions League show, la ho, off pitch, you know, la ho, semi-final, la ho, yo, la ho,
Listen, that was Shallow Poppy, Laho, of course, with a little bit of a remix. But you mentioned you play that before you go out and play with Nigeria. Of course, we know Nigeria is so attached to music, it's synonymous with music. What's that like? What's the feeling like?
Anywhere you go, like you could be in a hotel, someone has a big boombox, so we listen to music. And even like when we're playing in the stadiums, like people are blowing trumpets, there's drums. You don't really see that anywhere else but in Africa, so it's just nice. Like it feels like it's almost like a festival.
Okay, now this is the big one, right? We know the Champions League has the most iconic anthem in the history of life, right? But if you could change the anthem and make it one song, what would that be?
Well, I've seen my boy Amadou perform his little thing, so I feel like it's only right I perform my thing. Oh! Yeah! If that's cool with you.
Bro, do your thing.
Yo. Pain in the chest, let it offload. Cold in the heart, with the veins so ice. No rat at the sleeve with the jewels, all rose gold, all froze. And the day date looking chocolate, all sold. And I glide with the G's. When you see them, just know you see me. Cars in the yard parked up with three. Hurricane Spider, all AMGs. Next up, releasing an EP. Gotta tell stories, not just see me on TV with my guys. Cams and forms in the booth. Don't care about views. We be telling our truth so smooth. Comments in the tweets say they all wanna talk, saying stay focused and stay to the ball, but look at this season, check all the stats, drop a couple tunes and the freeze on track, smooth, no I don't lack, don't want sponsors, hence why the boots all black, ay.
Yeah man. See? We got a standard, we got a certain standard now, do you get me?
Yeah? Say no more.
We got a shout out in there. That was cold. He said, check the stats.
Yeah, he did.
Yo, check the stats, though. You're having your best season so far, right?
Yeah, man. On stats, anyway. Put it to side. The stats don't lie. I have to go with it.
Amadou said, obviously, Amadou and Nana, I'm talking about, he said that you two actually have a tune together, but it's not been dropped, man. What's going on?
Honestly, we got two songs. Yeah, we actually have two songs. We have two songs.
He just told us one
song.
Nah, we have two. But every time he says, oh, let's be honest, I've called him up and I said, yo, are you ready to drop? Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know. But I've called him up recently, he said summer. So hopefully, potentially summer will release sign.
Nice. Yes, I love that. And you just dropped Top Out. Banger. Big collaborations in there. How did that come about?
Initially, I was just making a song about the vibe of my friends. Mm. And then Rams said he wanted to come. Rams, I've been friends with Rams for time. He made a sick chorus. Mm. And I've made a song in secret, or it's not in secret, but it's on Apple Music, Oddy Moddy Black, like 6-7 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the connection was there. Then he said, like, he's come to the Nigerian Cup a few times. He said, oh, can I hear any songs you got? And I sent him that, about an open verse. He said, oh, give me a month. And to be fair, in a month, like, he delivered. I was like, whoa, fair enough.
He came through.
So that's how it came about.
Moving from music into football, because that's what we do here. Experience in the Champions League must make you hungry for more, right?
Yeah, man. Like, it's been a long time since I've been in Europe. So especially with Fulham, we see the ability in training all the time. We're able to compete against the best teams in the league. Yeah. We feel like we can do it across Europe. So hopefully at the end of the season, we'll achieve something as well.
Awesome. Hey, this trophy, though, is this the closest you're ever going to...
Hopefully one day I'll get to touch it. I can touch it.
No.
I'm not going to do that.
Don't curse it.
So what would you say then has been the best moment of your career so far?
The highlight one in particular. Obviously, signing your first professional contract is a big thing because, like, it's what you've been fighting for all your life. And, like, that's up there. But then I feel like I scored for Nigeria against Zambia to send us to the World Cup. What made it special is because my parents are there in Nigeria. So I feel like that for me, sorry to my sister, she went there, but I remember that being there was an amazing thing.
How do you enjoy a moment like that? Like, because with football, it's just so infinite, isn't it? You've got a game next week and a game next week. How do you actually enjoy those moments?
It's hard. Like, it's actually hard to celebrate because, like, we're always thinking of the next game.
Yeah.
So for that short period of time, like, my parents came to the hotel, my mum was dancing. I think all those parents were dancing. Everyone was dancing. But at the same time, like, we still have to go to the World Cup. We still got to go back to our club football. So that's just how football is. But it's not how life is. There's always something else that, like, you can achieve.
Actually, I've always wanted to know, when you score a goal, obviously, I mean, most players will go and celebrate. When you are celebrating, is it autopilot or is it like, nah, this is my moment right here?
I can only talk for myself. Yeah. I'm chilled. Like, now I'm chilled. I'm just thinking about probably a dance with, like, Calvin or, like, a dance to promote, like, Pop Out or something.
Listen, Alex, it's been amazing having you on Off Pitch. You've given us an exclusive performance. You've kicked knowledge. Everything. There's not much more that we can ask for. So, guys, let's give a big round of applause for Alex the World. Right, this is the serious business. We've been talking about the Final Four, but fantasy football has been heating up. Have you guys seen the leaderboard?
I've been waiting for you to tell me. Because I was winning, and I'm hoping I'm still there.
Let me tell you how it goes. All right, in third place, it's me with 222 points. In second place, it's Forms
with
237. So that means topping the leaderboard and rising from the dead is Neve with 285 points.
You know what? Fair play.
Yeah.
I'm coming for
this. What's all this? There's no friends in love.
It's mind games.
We are going to now do our four selections once again. Now that I'm last, I'll be going first. That means you guys don't have opportunity to steal my pick. So, Ben, let's go. All right. In goal, I'm going with Donnarumma. I think he's been fantastic, so I'm going to go with him. In defence, I'm going to go with Saliba. Arsenal, the best defensive team, in my opinion, in the competition. In midfield, I'm going to go with Lamine Yamal. I think he's the best player in the competition. And up front, I'm going to go with Lautaro Martinez. Let's go. He scored in 5 games in a row. Yeah. Confident.
But you've gone a PSG keeper and an Arsenal defender, so one of them's got a flop.
Listen, this is the Champions League semi-finals.
So 0-0, 0-0, and you're good.
Perfect. Go
That's
to penalties. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right, since you're second place, Forms, it's now your time to give us your four players. 30 seconds, let's go.
Okay, for, I guess, obvious reasons, I am desperate for PSG to be in Munich. So I'm just going to go all out PSG. In goal, we're going Donnarumma. In defence, we're going Hakimi. Midfield, I'm going Kvara. Up top, I'm going Dembele. PSG is king. PSG is king. And that's, I don't even need any more time. Let's go. Let's go, Paris. I'm here for it. I'm going to learn French. I'm going to do the whole thing. That is my team.
All right, all right, all right. Niamh, as the current leader, it's now your opportunity to give us your four. 30 seconds. Let's go.
In net, I'm going to go for David Raya because I think he could get an assist of all goalkeepers. You'd never know. Then I go for Hakimi. I want players who are going to get points going forward. And then I'm going to go for Rafinha at the back post against Inter, could be a troublemaker. Yeah. And Lautaro Martinez is a focal point for Inter, so I'm going to go for him.
I think it's got to that point where we are just going to have to take each other's players. So we've, like, it's nice that we've got overlaps now because it really does come down to the finite details, which I'm here for.
All I'm going to say is the viewers can see I picked certain players first, they picked after me. Anyway. We move. It's been a long road, but we are just getting started. The Champions League semi-finals are going to be a blockbuster. Make sure you guys do not miss it. This is Off Pitch. I'm Cams. This is Niamh. This is Forms. Big up our band, Out and Bad. And of course, big shout out to Mr. Alex Iwobi. We'll see you guys soon. Peace.